mindfulness of sounds and thoughts. Listen to these instructions and use them to help develop mindfulness of sounds and thoughts. Make yourself completely comfortable, sitting upright and relaxed. Scan your body and release whatever tension you may feel. Scan and release. Finding tension, letting it go. Scanning and release. Make the intention or the determination that for the period of this exercise, you'll not follow concerns about things other than being here now and what you're doing here and now. Remember that for the next 25 to 30 minutes, you don't have to do anything other than practicing mindfulness of sounds and thoughts. Also make the intention to maintain a stance of willingness, receptivity, and openness to experience as it comes to you, arising and passing away. Now, turn your mind or your attention to sound. Be attentive to sound as sound or vibration. Let the sound come to you. Be alert but relaxed and receive sound as it comes to you. There may be sounds of birds, cars, traffic, the sound of machinery or air conditioning, the sound of wind, rain, or just the hum of silence. Be open to whatever sounds there are without preference or rejection. Notice how you may create images and labels around the sounds, such as dog barking, or traffic, or bird, person talking, music, motorbike, tree rustling, rain falling, TV, radio, wind, or whatever. Don't struggle with the labeling and the pictures, but distinguish the sounds from the label. Be mindful of sound as sound. Let the labeling or the pictures be on the periphery of your awareness and direct your attention to sound as vibration. Whatever the sound, allow yourself to hear. Hear the sound as vibration, arising and passing away, moment to moment. Notice how some sounds are pleasant, some sounds are unpleasant, and some sounds are neither pleasant nor unpleasant. notice how you may start thinking about the sound, adding commentary such as good, bad, wanted, unwanted, yes, no, okay, not okay. Notice and note the judgment, and without struggle, let them go by bringing attention back to sound as sound, vibration here now, now arising, now changing, now passing away. Notice, if you can, the beginning, middle, and end of each sound. Listen to one sound merging into the next. And if there are no sounds, just listen mindfully to the silence. Listen closely, attentive to every nuance, every subtle shift and change. Notice how vibration may itself also be made up of other vibrations. It is as if there is an orchestra of life, and we, hearing sound, being attentive to sound, are a receptive part of this orchestra. Allow yourself to sit back and appreciate the performance. Allow yourself to be open, receptive, not judging. Let yourself be the listening, without preference or rejection. Let your mind be as if it is sky. Be open and clear and let sounds arise and pass through. Let sound whatever it may be, come and go, arise and pass away. With the same open and spacious perspective, shift your attention to thoughts. Notice thoughts as if there are clouds passing across an expansive sky, arising, changing, passing, and disappearing from view. Or observe thoughts like birds flying across the sky, sometimes flitting around, then moving on, sometimes just gliding through space. They leave no trace. Thoughts are just objects against the background of spaciousness. Notice judging, commenting, evaluating, and appraising. Sometimes it is as if thoughts babble on like a never-ending stream. Step back from the stream and notice the stream pass by. Notice the thoughts, but resist the temptation to dive in and follow the thought. Let thoughts be. Sometimes, thoughts are like placards on a parade, each having a message, each inviting you in to join the parade. Notice the commentator, the self-critic, the judge, the procrastinator, the doubter, the cynic, the rescuer, the frightened child, the bully, the performer, the juggler, clown or the pretender, or whatever act seems to go on by in the parade, whatever message appears, notice it and let it go. Each placard has a different message. Resist the urge to join the parade and notice messages as thoughts just passing by. There is no need to get caught up in the whole drama. Let the thoughts come and go, and step back to a place of witnessing and watching the show. Notice how some thoughts are pleasant and some thoughts are unpleasant. Notice how some thoughts have a charge and others don't. Notice thoughts about the past or the future. Notice thoughts that seem to come back again and again and again and again. Notice how some thoughts may tell a story like a drama, and how we are always in the leading role. Notice how we may desire to think because not thinking may be frightening or unfamiliar. And notice how some thoughts lead to emotions and some emotions lead to thoughts. Notice and be receptive, even to those thoughts that may be frightening or lead to fear. Try not to struggle with thoughts, no matter how frightening they may be. They are only thoughts. Thoughts only have the power of action if we choose to give them this power. As best you can, do nothing with the thought and just let them be and change according to nature. Try as best you can to be open to thoughts without preference or condemnation. Develop a curious interest about the passing parade. It is not you. You are not your thoughts. Thoughts are thoughts, and they change. Let painful thoughts change without getting caught up in the struggle. Step back into awareness. Step back. Step back into a place of awareness. Step back into a place of witnessing. Notice with curiosity the nature of thoughts, how they arise and pass by. Don't be tempted to get caught up in them. Resist the temptation to follow their story. Let them come and let them go. In a minute, we'll end this exercise. You may wish to continue being here now, being mindful, and allowing the multitude of experiences to come and go. Or you may choose to end this exercise and go about your daily activities. When you choose to go about your daily activities, do so in a manner that is participating fully and whatever you may need to do, utilizing thinking as a helpful tool. With this, also remember how not to be deceived by the sometimes elusive nature of thoughts and harmful thinking patterns.